السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أزرق مفتي عبد الفاضل صاحب دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah Ta'ala accept all the khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, inshallah, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Muharram 1447. O esteemed listener of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, just look out of your window. Now also, I just did it before I came downstairs, and you will see it is Laylatul Badr, the full moon, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, and shining in its glory and beauty, full circle. Who does all that, the waxing and the waning of the moon? One Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Wahdahu La Sharika Lahu. Therefore it is called Qamar. Qamar is the waxing and the waning, the increase and decrease of the moon. The first three nights it is called Hilal, and every three nights then the name changes. That is the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. You will not find that in any other language in the world. That's why the Quran Sharif is revealed in the Arabic language. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only spoke Arabic, and we all will speak Arabic inshaAllah Al Aziz when we enter Jannat Al Firdaus Al A'la with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wa Ala. So look outside and see the new moon. You must marvel at the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wa Ala. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we focus on chapter 50, Surah Qaf, and verses number 10, 11 and 12. Almighty Allah Jalla Wa Ala is showing us what things He has created for us. وَالنَّخْلَةِ And the date trees. You go to Medina Munawwara, it's semi-desert actually. But Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made special dua. And you know, when you visit the mazari, you visit the date farms and so forth, it's fascinating, you know. Then you learn the history of the dates and how many kilos per year they are producing and all. All this is the wasila, the barakah, and the blessings of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The best dates in the world, even today, are the Tumurul Madina Munawwara, the dates of Madina Munawwara. So Allah is speaking about these dates, the date trees. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ وَالنَّخْلَ طِوَالًا. So how tall they are, how high they are, these trees and so forth. لَهَا طَلْعٌ. And these trees, they have طَلْعٌ. طَلْعٌ is a summer fi wi'aiha. So when the dates are still blooming and still being produced and so forth, they're still not ripe. So they're still in their shell, they're still in their skin, they're still in their peel. Call it whatever you want to. So remember, you see the different stages of the dates and so forth and so on. When we used to go and take the people for ziyarat, we used to take them to the mazari, to the farms there of Medina Munawwara, and show them, they'd marvel at all this. But our people, you know, majority not interested in the history, they're only interested in the shopping. How much this date? How much this date? How much this date? That's their job, you see. Majority of them. Anyway, so all the dates of Medina Munawwara are Mubarak, but two dates, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned them by name. One is ajwa. So you must remember that man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun. Whosoever have 7 ajwa days one by one, that before Fajr this time year or after Fajr early morning, then inshallah that day no harm will come to you from poison and harmful things and jadu and sihr and all this magic and sorcery and so forth. Authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And the second one, so A for Ajwa, B for Barni, Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Barni fihi dawa'un wala da'a fi. That in this Barni days, B-A-R-N-I, that there is dawa, there is shifa in it, and no sickness and illness in it. Fihi dawa'un wala da'a fi. Rawahu Tabarani bi sanadin sahih. And remember, the hadith is mentioned by Imam Tabarani Rahimahullah. So we should know all these things here. Yeah. Ajwa is a little bit expensive, but Barni is very cheap. So وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ. So the tall, tall trees, the date trees, and then they have the fruits right still in their shell, in their skin, in their peel, whatever you want to. نَضِيدٌ مُتَرَاكِمٌ. That they are stacked one on the other. When you look at the dates, you will see they all stuck together. You see that? And then, you know how much dates I eat daily, mashallah. So I love dates, you must remember that. And especially the rutab one, the soft one. You just press it, all the juice comes out. Rizqan lil'ibadi wa ahyayna bihi ballatan mayta. So the dates are rizqan, is pure rizq, provision, sustenance, and food for the true servants of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today only they realizing these non-Muslims, the value of honey, the value of dates, the value of zamzam, and so forth and so on. All this for us as Muslims is natural, remember that. Rizqan lil'ibadi wa ahyayna bihi. And we gave life. Bihi abil ma. Now this rain came down. Ma'am mubarakan. Allah uses the royal pronouns. Wa ahyayna. And we. But Allah is one and alone and unique. So Almighty Allah used the plural as a symbol of respect and reverence to stamp His majesty, authority, and sovereignty. And bihi, the pronoun, the zamir, refers to the water. So now you look at South Africa, it's winter time. You look at your farm, you look at your gardens, you look at your orchards, it's lackluster. It's like half dead. Then the rains came, the summertime came, and go there to Cape Town and Paarl and Stellenbosch and all these areas. Go this way here from Gauteng towards Durban and just look at the farms and all that in Nottingham and all these places. What will you find? Wa ahyayna bihi ballatan mayta. And how we gave life to it, you must remember, to that town, to that city, to that place. How? Ballatan mayta, it was dead, and now we gave it a new lease of life. It's so lush, it's so plush. You know, outside Newcastle, I spent 20 years there, so I know. So I had a few friends in the farms, you know. So they used to take me there and you just look at that farms, man. You know, so beautiful, you must remember that. So lush and so plush and everything. So who does all that? So how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, every year you go through the season, you go look for leeches and mangoes now, you won't get. But December comes, January gets, so every year you find. So who brings about all that? كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجُ. You non-Muslims, you said, هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. That the resurrection, that life after death is something very strange, surprising, astonishing. Allah says, who is reproducing all the fruit, all the vegetation and all the fruit and everything else every season? Now you see oranges are in the market, you see bananas in the market, and so forth and so on. So who does all that? كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجِ. But agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar, But if you don't want to do something, then you will have thousand excuses. So this is why Almighty Allah says, accept me, accept my message, and believe in me unreservedly, unconditionally, based on love for me and based on respect for me. And all the other articles of faith, believe in Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the prophets, all the divine books and scriptures, all the angels, the day of justice, the day of destiny, remember that, the day of justice, the day of judgment. So all this here are the articles of faith. So, but people don't want to believe. Today, 8 billion plus people, 7 billion plus don't believe. Only 1 billion dead, 1 billion also is stretching the figure a bit. So nevertheless, kazzabat qablahum. So before these people, before the Quraysh and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers who are there in Makkah, Mukarrama, and other places, who came before them? قوم نوح. Remember, it was Nuh alayhi salam. Nabi Nuh, Noah and the Ark. We say Nuh alayhi salatu salam and the Safina. And the deluge and the flood, we say Tufan. Like how we got Tufan Aqsa now. The Aqsa floods against the Jutlas, you see that? So Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam's nami, ismi grami mentioned 43 times in a noble Quran, chapter 71 dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. A boy's name Nuh, a girl's name Nuha. It means you are always prepared to console and pacify people during their difficulty. Somebody just passed away, somebody is critically ill. They just told that person, remember you got this sickness and that sickness, and the person was devastated, but you come to console that person, to give a himmat to that person and courage to that person. That is the meaning of Nuh, you crying yourself. So Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, he cried to Allah, I tried everything, I stayed 950 years, for labitha fihim alfa sanatin illa khamsina ama, but only 80 people brought iman, wa ma amana ma'ahu illa qaleel. Imagine more than 900 years effort and only 80 people brought iman and so forth. Then he cried to Allah, chapter 54 verse 10, fada'a rabbahu anni maghlubun fantasir. Ya Allah, they all have turned against me, 99.9, so few 80 people only are exempted. I cry to you, Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. You defend me, you help me. He just cried, and then the heavens opened, and the springs and everything, the water from top and bottom. It started on the 1st of Rajab, and it ended on the 10th of Muharram. Remember that. If you want reference of this, go open Musnad Ahmad, and you will find it there. Imagine the tufan, فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ. So the people of Nuh alayhi salatu salam, they rejected the messenger, and Almighty Allah decimated, destroyed and drowned them. How Allah Ta'ala gave a sample example to trump the harami. He's trumpeting away, I did this, but he cut the funds, remember, for the people of Texas. And then last week Friday, America 250 years old, but more than 150 people fracked and died like dogs there in Texas. And they say you can't get government help unless you support Israel. These are the Americans, haramis, remember. We have to name them, shame them, and nail them with their illegitimate child called Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. You'll be shocked what news I'm to tell you today, and what I'm telling you, all is coming true, inshallah. So قَوْمُ نُوحٍ, so Allah Ta'ala decimated them. وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ. Who are Ashabu Rasi? Ashab means the companions, and Ras means such a well that it doesn't have that cement and all that around it. A kacha kuwa. In Urdu you will say kacha kuwa. A well that is not well maintained and there's no real thrills and frills around it. They are not really cemented. An unbaked well. In English you will translate it like that. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah writes that these are the people of Thamud, and they were the believers. Then slowly, slowly, the shirk came in them, idol worship came in them, and then the pious people who were believing in Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam, wa ila Thamud akhahum saliha. So they started punishing them, throwing them in the well and so forth. Hence these people were called Ashabul Ras. How Almighty Allah Jalla wala decimated, destroyed them with Thamud and the people of Thamud also. So Almighty Allah is highlighting his punishments as well. We must say, Allahumma jirna minan nar. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from the fire. Allah mahfazna amin. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of calamity, chastisement, punishment. Allahumma rzuqna as-sihha wal-afiyah. Grant us good health, iman, Islam and afiyah. Safety, comfort, fil hadar wa safar. Whether we are at home or whether we are traveling. Bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi. Today, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 14 Muharram, the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Our Hamas pulled off a karamat, a miracle there. Go study, if you really know how to study the news and so forth, in Bayt Hanun. And there, remember, they tricked Al-Harbu Khud'a, Al-Harbu Khad'a. Always you can read it, remember, open Mishkat, Mustad Ahmed. So the war is deception. They deceived these Jutlas, and over 100 of them were there. Most of them got killed, and majority of them, you must remember, will never recover. Either they got killed or they got terribly critically injured. So therefore, they want a ceasefire now. So now more and more news is coming. In that one place, 18 soldiers were killed. We say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. One settler, one Jewet. A khuya Jewet is a doya Jewet. A good Jew is a dead Jew, haramis. Hamas say, we are prepared to release 10 hostages one time. But remember, the Americans and the Israelis are still negotiating 2-3 things. Number one, Hamas say, we want the aid to come in. So they say, no, the aid must go through us, you see. What the hell are you talking about? When our people go for aid, you shooting them and killing them, you Americans and you Israelis, you dogs and swines and pigs, you all are, remember that. The whole world has seen your true colors and so forth. So in all this says in the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala calls you pigs, Allah Ta'ala calls you dogs. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ donkeys. All this for the Jutlas, for who else it is in the Quran. So you must remember that. And then they say the whole Israeli defense force must withdraw, and there must be a very, very long-term peace treaty and truce and so forth. Bibi must end the war for his own sake and for the sake of Israel. That's one of the headlines there in the Haaretz newspaper. So today you must remember in Malaysia, KL, Kuala Lumpur, so Lavrov is the foreign minister of the Federation of Russia, Russian Federation, and Rubio is a harami, you must remember that. That they are Secretary of State, you know, America like to call them, that means foreign minister, will meet on the sidelines there in the conference in Malaysia. Yemen, Houthis, remember, doing good job. That they sink, they made another ship sink there, you see that. So now that's a ship of eternity, whatever, it never saw eternity. 4 people killed, 19 missing. And the Houthis say, we got them as hostages. We tell Hamas, keep the hostages. Hey, Trump, this is our Trump card. So now we got these hostages to show you Americans and Europeans. You want to cross the Red Sea? We are in charge of the seas. We are the pirates, and we will take you on with our small, small boats. George Galloway and then Scott Ritter, you must listen to what they say about Yemen. They say these guys with sandals, they wear their tablecloth on their head, and they got the dagger and the knife. And you will think that these guys are jokers, but you must see them in action. It's a miracle. But you see, they don't understand. Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made special dua for the Yemenis, all in Bukhari Sharif, 4 different duas. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to our Yemen, Ya Allah. Sana'a and all these places, Hadramaut and all. We went, alhamdulillah, in 2000 to Sana'a. And al-imanu yamaniyun, true iman you will find in Yemen. Wal-hikmatu yamaniya, and true wisdom you will find in Yemen. Wal-fiqhu yamaniyun, and the true understanding of deen. So they prepared to take them on the poorest Arab country, but they speak the purest Arabic and the bravest Mujahideen. You know how tough they are. I saw them first time when I went, 74. They were full day in Makkah, Medina. They used to carry one big fridge alone, put on the move with that fridge. I saw it, you know. So Yemen is short, guys. Yemen, okay, that I told you, Israeli, the soldiers that are killed, they are not martyrs. So Ajutla writes in the Haaretz newspaper, obviously they're not martyrs, they go to hell as far as we're concerned, is our belief. And he, the Ajutla, writes, when Israeli soldiers die there in Gaza, they are not martyrs. So the meaning they go to hell. So Gaza hospitals are running out of fuel. This is a deliberate policy of Israel, America, so that our Palestinians must not recover from the genocide. They're targeting the medical fraternity. Kenya, so router. You see, you have a booster and you have a router. So you must remember, he says, all these protesters protesting, they are terrorists. Oh, you police, shoot them in the legs. They tried everything. Now he says, shoot them in the legs. These guys are hungry for power, you must remember that. Turn for dictators. U.S. sanctions the U.N. expert, Francesca Albanese. She speaks so well against Israel and America, and she speaks the truth, but they can't accept it. You must remember that, because for America and Israel, the truth is unpalatable. They are a terrorist state. They are an apartheid state. They are a state committing genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and America is the biggest accomplice in that. We say, instead of Trump the donkey getting the Nobel Peace Prize, a lady like that, you should give her the Nobel Peace Prize. So remember that she is speaking very good. The special rapporteur for Palestine, she is. 63 soldiers, Israeli soldiers, till yesterday committed suicide, dispatched to hell forever. Putin, Ukraine is suffering heaviest attacks. Remember that from Russia. Well done. So the EU delegation was expelled from the eastern Libya. You know, Libya has got two concurrent governments, the one side on the east and the other side, that's Haftar, and them all sell out. So very good, you must kick these whiteys out. They're all hypocrites when it comes to Gaza and so forth and so on. Trump is now hosted 5 African leaders. You see, that South Africa is not invited. He wants to now give a sweetener because he speaks of tariffs and all that. He says, no, we don't want to get involved in arms. We want investment. Too late, Trump. You got no brains, and your American got no brains. You were making military bases everywhere, and China has captured the whole African market, and Russia has captured it. You are latecomer Johnny. You see, Johnny, the latecomer, good for nothing, haramis you are. Listen to this here, listeners. Wikipedia, you know Wikipedia? You ask it a question, it gives you an answer. So they ask, what is the meaning of Israel to Wikipedia? So Wikipedia said, Israel means that country that was colonized, you must remember, originally Palestine, and then colonized by the Israelis, the Jutlas. So there you have it from the horse's mouth. So what the Jews say, the Israelis, Zionists say, we must ban Wikipedia. How many things you're going to ban? Every guy with a smartphone, you must remember, is a journalist. So I never went for journalist course, nothing. But the journalists take our news. They send me messages that we take your news and we give news. So that is what we must do. We must excel in every field. To show them we will never suffer from a complex. We as Muslims have the best, and we are prepared to share it with the rest. Pakistan, see, a hopeless country also, Pakistan. Government be chore or force be chore. The army also majority crooks, and the politician also majority crooks. The Maulanas also crooks there in the government, you see that. Majority of them, if you know the history of Pakistan. So Pakistan seeks to ban 27 YouTube, you understand? send channels, then they say the opposition is using it and so forth. The more you ban, the more people will watch you. Indians, don't you think about that? So U.S. or Trump is burning. Now he wants to impose 50% tariffs on Lula because Lula says that Israel is guilty of genocide and that previous president there, that Bolsonaro, whatever his name. So now you must remember that he's gone on trial. So Trump is now fuming and livid, say 50. So Lula say, go to hell. We don't know you. Just like the Afghanistan told him, go to hell. 10 people died in Gujarat. You must remember a bridge collapse. Yesterday, the people were sending me, I think about 100 people or 50 people, I can't remember, send me message that India is using the dung of the cow and they're using the mutter of the cow. You don't know mutter? Mutter is the peshab, the urine of the cow. And they gave it their legal certification. And they say that they can use the urine of the cow and the dung of the cow, and it's totally legal and so forth. Those of you who are importing stuff from India and all that, better watch out. There's no mutter, you see? That is a proper word to use. So the urine of the cow is not mixed up in the stuff you are ordering. And the dung of the cow and so forth. So that is, you see, Allah saved us from the kufr and shirk and so forth. They are our worst enemies. Listen to this one, yeah. Now artificial intelligence, they asked it a question. So artificial intelligence spoke very positively of Hitler. How's that now? Didn't I tell you yesterday I like Hitler? So AI heard me and he said, I also speak positively of Hitler. So very good, Hitler. So you did good job with the Jutlas. Although everything we don't agree, but to a great extent you did good job. So remember that the Iran foreign minister met MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan in Jeddah. Both sides are haramis. They don't trust one another, but they just play like, you know. Millions of Indians are getting ready to go to Russia. How is that too? From Russia for love, you know. So remember these 10 things there. It's a jeep that now they're building ties and they want to send them. India is overpopulated. Send them to Russia that they can work there, do labor job. So now remember, we're discussing our South African news. So what is there? Water, electricity cut at approximately 300 schools in Gauteng alone. Why? They're not paying their accounts. How the hell you run the governments? How the hell you run the municipalities and school? The main rationale and reason, you got incompetent people running the show. As long as you belong to the ANC, Lungi there. So that's the trouble, remember. National Thought Dialogue has begun. Another waste of time. 700 million rand of hours gone to the dogs. Snow expected in some parts of South Africa today, tomorrow. The bullet train will start in South Africa in 2026 from Gauteng to Limpopo. I hope somebody doesn't steal the bullet, you know. You South African, you ANC and GNU, instead of wasting money, just go to Google. Go see the bullet train there in Japan. I traveled on it, so I know. They did something even these Muslim countries and Arab countries can't do. They're hopeless and useless, you know, our people. Japanese, that you go there. You see, they got eastern toilets, low toilets, wet water, everything. Immaculate, spick and span, clean, 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 clean. So that is what you must do. You must give, deliver service. Put your western toilet, but put the eastern toilet. Put water, not that beta blanket, banana stunk, you must remember that. Outside you put all the spray and at the bottom you're not using any water. So we Muslims reject it totally, remember that. So remember, there's one Molvi turned politician. He's from India. He came. Yesterday I sent out the whole article of Al-Haq of Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah. Our fatwa verdict is to attend his lectures is not permissible. To read Salat behind him is not permissible. We don't have to curry favor with anybody, any person, any organization, politician or government, remember. Inshallah, today we will go to PE. Tomorrow our lectures and all that will start. Inshallah, and today between 11 and 12 we'll be discussing du'as, and inshallah Maulana Zahid will interview Mufti Hassan of America, currently in Pakistan, between 8:30 and 9. Ji Maulana, we have 12-13 minutes, let's fire up inshallah.
Isab, what surah or du'a can be read to find something that is lost?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The ulama have written that you should read Surah Alam Nashrah. And why? For inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Read it abundantly after difficulty comes ease. And read, if you can't read Surah Alam Nashrah, you don't know it or you feel it's difficult, then just read simple words. Read with me now. Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. So Jami'u is one of the attributes of Almighty Allah. And if you want to read the whole dua, Allahumma ijma' bayni wa bayna dhalati. Ya Allah, let me and the item I got that was lost, so let us get together, combine us together. Then you find it and so forth. Read Durood Sharif also. So inshallah, if it's something halal, you'll find it. Haram is better, it's gone. Remember that.
Mufti Sahab, if a couple gets a girl child first, please send me a hadith relating to this.
Remember the Quran, first point of reference is Quran. So Almighty Allah in Surah to Shura, so chapter number 42, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this. When Allah blesses you with a baby, so that baby child is what? Remember, it is a gift from Almighty Allah. I give you a gift, you give me a gift, you get happy, you know. So tahaddaw tahabu, give gifts to one another. It will generate mutual love. For innal hadiyata tuthibu dhagain, it removes the malice, rancor, hatred, all these type of things. Authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Now listen, chapter 42, Surah to Shura, verse 49. Yahabu limay yasha'u inatha. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Chapter 42, Surah to Shura, the chapter on consultation, verse 49. Allah says He gives the married couple the daughters, and then He gives them sons. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّمَ الْإِنَاثَ عَلَى الذُّكُورِ. So the ulama have written that that family, that couple that are married, and their first child is a daughter, so that is tafa'ul. Tafa'ul means it's a good omen for that family. Allah will make the progeny pious people and so forth. And especially in that environment where they hated the daughters and they would take the daughters and commit wa'ad. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. They would take their daughters and bury them alive. Like today, people are committing infanticide and feticide. Go to India and see that they go for a pregnancy test and they say, the daughter, kill it, we don't want daughters. So remember, till today, all this goes on in the Arab countries also. So some of them, so this is absolutely haram in Islam. Feticide is haram, your abortion. And infanticide is haram. And remember, to have daughters is a great, great bounty. Man ala jariyatain. You brought up 2 or 3 daughters and so forth, and you taught them akhlaq, iman, everything, then kunna lahu sitram minan nar. They will be the barrier and the curtain that the father, mother will not go to Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid, that because of the sacrifices they made for their daughters, Allah will send them to Jannah and paradise, provided that they passed away with iman. Open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it.
Mufti Sahab, I'm having trouble deciding between 2 girls that I plan to marry. What is the dua for istikhara I can read throughout the day, or is there a specific one related to my situation?
You never heard of Ek Phool Do Maali? So that was the opposite way. There was one lady and there were 2 Maalis. Maali means one flower. That's the pool. And remember, the Maali means 2 gardeners and 1 for flower. So yeah, you must remember it is 1 hunter. And then he doesn't know, must he choose this one or that one. So read now with me what whole day you want to read there. Then you'll get more confused and your fuses will get blown. Read with me now. Allahumma, ya Allahu, oh beloved Allah. Khirli khara khiri. Khirli, ya Allah, you select for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. Must I choose Jamila? Must I choose Zainab? Read now. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Same time what comes in your heart, that's your answer. Hadith in Tirmidhi, remember that. You don't have to read all day. Just read 2-3 times and the answer will come. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to dream. practice on Quran, Sharif, and Sunnah, and so forth, and there'll be afiyat, goodness for you, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, I was telling my brother that he can't bury his parents, they are non-Muslims. He's saying, I have to give him a Quranic verse or a hadith to prove this is true.
Remember that when somebody's parents or family members are non-Muslim, then for you as a Muslim to pray for them, for you as a Muslim to go to the graveyard, to go and bury them, all absolutely haram, A to Z. You want the reference? The reference is in the Quran, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. Never ever pray for them, the non-Muslims, after they have died. While they are alive, we pray. Allah give them Iman, Islam, Nur, Iman, Hidayat, all. But once they died, remember that, you know, he died a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, whatever. So it's haram to pray for them. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. You can't go even stand by their grave. You can't visit the graveyard, let alone burying and all. Totally haram. If you start saying it's permissible and all that, you go out of the fold of Islam, because you're rejecting chapter 9, verse 84. So it's a serious, serious matter, brother.
Okay, so one quick question. If one didn't read two rakats after Nafil Tawaf in the Haram for whatever reason, is it permissible for them to read it in their hotel room, the two rakats of termination for their Tawaf?
Remember, whether it is a Nafil Tawaf that you're performing now, or whether it's a first Tawaf like Tawaf Ziyarat, Tawaful Ifada, or whether it's a Wajib Tawaf like Tawaful Wida, so any Tawaf, now you don't want to read it inside the Masjidul Haram, you go read it, your huzu broke or whatever. So now you went to your hotel room and you read it, they're totally permissible. So you must remember there's no makruh, no nothing in there. So if I expect for the ladies, if there's so much pushing and all that there inside the haram as happens Ramadan time, Hajj time, and you go to your hotel room and read it, you get more sawab in fact. So remember that, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ. Open Abu Dawood, Sahih Hadith, that their homes are better for them. You must remember that. So totally permissible, there's no problem with that in any Tawaf.
Mufti Sahib, if a woman is carrying out her Iddah period, can she go to and visit the Qabristan?
First of all, for ladies to go graveyard, whether you are in Iddat or not in Iddat, is haram, that is our fatwa, and go open Sunan Nasai. All three days are mentioned in Sunan Nasai. I studied Sunan Nasai by Hazrat Mohana Aziz Ahmad Bihari. I was telling Hazrat Mufti Rizaw Laksab about him last night. I said, Hazrat, do you know that this person, Hazrat Mohana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, our beloved teacher, when he taught us, he was over 95 years old. His Mohana Qasim Semas teacher and Mohana Ahmad Aturani, the old man, they are teacher in Dabir. Mohana Hazrat Mufti Sahib was a shock, you know. So you must remember this. So we studied Sunan Nasai by him. Allah grant him Ghariq Rahmat Jannat al-Firdaus. For all of them, they all passed away. So anyway, the point I'm making, so Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi hadith, la'ana Allahu zairatil qubur. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the women who visit the graveyard. Second hadith in Sunan Nasai, la'ana Allahu zawaratil qubur. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the women who go and visit the graveyard excessively. Third one day Habib Rasulullah is walking in the opposite direction is his Sahib Zadi, his Ladli, his Beti, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Who's addressing who? Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter number 21, and you must remember verse number 107, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatul lil alameen. So he is rahmatul lil alameen, the master exclusively, and addressing his sahib Zadli, Ladli, Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisaya Halil Jannah. Oh my beloved Fatima radiallahu anha, you are the leader of the women in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. What you doing outside? Ya Rasulallah, Ya Abati, my beloved father, that somebody passed away, I want to offer my condolences, sympathize with the family. You went to the graveyard also? La, no. He, the Master, alayhi salatu salam, said, go open Sunan Nasai, that if you went to the graveyard, then you don't see Jannah. If this is for Sayyida Fatima, then what about my wife and your wife and our daughters and our sisters? Haram it is, especially nowadays where they go and it's intermingling, they dress so upside down and so forth. So all these reasons is not permissible for women to go graveyard, whether you're in iddat or not in iddat.
If one reads Isha Salah after middle of the night, is it sinful?
Remember that you should finish your Isha, Far Salat, all that before midnight. But if you read it after midnight, it is valid, but it's makruh, and it is undesirable. Witr Salat, you read late at night, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, that is very good. Ij'alu akhira salatikum bil layli witra. Make the Witr Salat, remember your last Salat, and that was the adat mubarakah, the normal habit of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for us ordinary mortals, read Isha nowadays 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, up as 8, 9, 10 o'clock. Then go and sleep and read Witr before also. If you don't know, you'll wake up or not. But inshallah, if you're sure, inshallah, you wake up, then delay it, read your tahajjud 2, 4, 6, 8 rakats, and then read your Witr. So then you will receive the optimum, maximum reward. Last question.
Iftisab in Islam, is one considered a yatim at the passing of father only? And will they remain a yatim even after bulugh?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives us the answer in the Quran Sharif. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Did Allah not find you a yatim, Ya Rasulullah? O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, chapter 93, verse number 6. So remember, yatim's definition in Islam is that minor son, minor daughter, they're not baligh, they're not mature. And man mata abu, whose biological father passed away. The mother can be alive. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable parents, Abdullah and Sayyida Amina. So Abdullah passed away before the Milad Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Father was 18 years old. And remember, the mother was 16 years old. And she's expecting, you must remember that. So that is Sayyida Amina. And thereafter, then Nabi Sallallahu's honorable mother passed away at the age of 6. So it shows that in Islam, la yutma ba'da ihtilam, that you can't be a yatim and an orphan after you have, you must remember, wet dream, you become baligh. Is sahih hadith in Muslim Sharif. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq. Tonight, read abundant durood Sharif, read Surah Kaf, and make dua for the ummah. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.